Well, hello there. My name is Jordan Green. No, please, don't get up. I'm not actually with you right now. You're just listening to my voice on your iPhone. Or maybe it's your computer. Or maybe it's your iPod. I can go all day. The point is, this is the Greenhouse Podcast, and there's honestly no reason to get up because I'm not a real person in this moment. I'm just a recording of my voice. However, we do encourage you to listen through the entire episode of the Greenhouse Podcast because we interview people with something to say. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this conversation with a gentleman named Jonathan Baruth. This episode is entitled Having the Talk with Jonathan Baruth. We had a great chat. I hope you enjoy. This is episode 22 of season 2 of the Greenhouse Podcast. Enjoy. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is Jordan Green, and welcome to the Greenhouse Podcast. This is a show where we talk about nothing with people who have something to say. This is season 2, and this is the second episode in season 2, and I'm honored to be in the presence of a chair in this moment. And there also happens to be somebody sitting in this chair. His name is Jonathan Baruth, but you already knew that. Welcome to the show, Jonathan.
Well, thank you.
I think you already knew that. I don't know who I was talking to. Was I talking to you or the guest?
I did not know this. We just set up equipment here, and I was like, what's this
why,
for?
Why are you setting up in my...
I was like, oh, I'm on the show.
Yeah, I'm on the show, apparently. I'm honored. Where are we right now? We're in a downtown historic Buford.
We are indeed.
That's awesome. I like this area.
Found a random house, and we just decided it'd be great to set up here, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of homey.
It is homey.
Smells weird.
It does smell a little weird. What is that smell?
I think it's... the standard Buford smell.
Yeah. No,
you know what I'm talking about.
I do know exactly the smell.
All our listeners knows what I'm talking about.
Everyone knows what we're talking about. Come on, this show is special in that way that most of our listeners, they come from a land called Georgia. Some from Buford.
I have that on my mind.
The Buford. First one.
Buford.
On my mind.
So who sang that song, Jordan?
Who sang it?
That song.
Larry, was it Grinswald?
Maybe. Grinswald. Nailed every time.
I'm telling you.
I'm gonna start tossing out songs and seeing if you can name the artist.
A classic song.
The song,
okay,
Firework. The song Firework.
Firework. Britney Smalls.
Man, yeah. You're on fire. Hey, speaking of fire.
This podcast is on fire.
who sang that? Not the podcast, but this girl is on fire.
Taylor Swifter.
You got it.
I remember that.
Speaking of Swifters,
yeah,
don't you just love
the Swiffer?
Oh my gosh, Swiffers! They make cleaning so much easier. Like literally, I get home from a
way
long
easier.
Day at work, do some studies, and I'm like, I just want to bring out my Swiffer, and
that's how I feel every day.
Start Swiffering
all around. You know, I did that for a good 2 hours in the mall until they kicked me out.
Oh, man, I remember that.
Yeah, so yeah. I was Swiffering all night, and they're like, "Listen, buddy, we've got these giant machines. We can clean the place just fine."
But
and I'm like, the ads just make me want to do it so much. Like, I'm so into it.
I completely understand. that image is always burned in my mind. You're just
right?
Running away from that Segway with that mall cop on it with your Swiffer.
So, Jonathan Baruth in the house.
Jordan Green in my house.
We are in your house.
We are.
Which is now an official Greenhouse Podcast headquarters. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you made the thank list. Thank you.
There is a list now.
I don't know, like clapping applause.
Yeah, there it is. There's the clapping applause. Everyone's clapping for you or the house. Or the chair that I mentioned earlier.
Maybe all.
It's great to be in the presence of this chair. Maybe all of them. So episode 22, we finally made it. You know, this episode's actually brought to you. Yeah. Am I saying it right?
I think you are. I think what you're trying to say.
What I'm trying to say.
We are brought by this episode too.
To
this episode we are brought by.
No, but we're brought to you by sweatpants.
We are brought by sweatpants.
We are.
Man, I remember my mom
Listen,
and dad.
I'm just,
shout
I'm just
out to my mom and dad sweatpants. I was brought by them.
I was brought by them.
I don't think.
No, it is. It's the episode is actually sponsored by sweatpants today.
Oh man,
I'm just reading what's in the email here.
Good old sweatpants.
Good old sweatpants.
The pants you use to exercise.
Some people just wear them for comfort, though.
That's so strange, you know.
I don't get it. I mean, they're comfortable.
Clothes you use for exercise,
yeah.
Most people use for lounging.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let that sink in.
Well, you know, I've actually seen it where people... No. I didn't let it sink in, did I? I forgot.
Let it sink in.
Okay. I literally hear crickets right now.
Actually,
you yeah. have a lot of crickets
I
out
do.
Here.
I collect them.
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
This is one of your hobbies.
It reminds me of a simpler time.
Switch the topic, hobbies.
Oh, hobbies. Goodness.
Yeah.
I do like rock painting.
Wait, what were you about to say, though? Rocks. You remember a time when crickets was the topic, and you remember a time when a simpler time.
That was
I
it.
I cut you off.
That was really it.
I thought I cut you off.
Oh, no, man. No, not at all.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. So, hobbies. Oh. Growing up, you didn't always have a beard. So, I know beards is a hobby of yours currently.
That's one of my main hobbies. It,
main hobbies?
It's both,
it's
actually.
It's both. Nice.
Truth be told, I wasn't too sure about having this facial hair, but after a while, right. this... beard just kind of grew on me.
There it is.
Insert groan.
There
sound.
It is. Yep.
I don't know. Or a knee slap.
Like a knee slap. Like,
maybe both.
Maybe like a groan knee slap. Man, I'm going to.
I don't know about that.
I don't know if that's going to sound right.
That wouldn't sound right.
I'm kind of curious what I'm going to find later to edit in.
Who knows?
Who knows? Exactly.
Who knows?
So for those of you wondering, we're actually.
Wandering?
Wandering. For those of you who are wandering around the studios.
If we look outside, there's like people wandering. In. Oh my God, Walking yeah. Dead.
You know, it's actually really early in the morning before most people are awake. We try to record early in the mornings now, ever since episode 21. We're on 22 now. ever since episode 21, we try to record as early as possible before the sun rises. So it's pretty early this morning. Thanks for getting up so early to record with me.
Oh, Jonathan. No worries. I enjoy... brewing a nice cup of coffee in the morning.
You know, yeah,
hearing the crickets chirp
mm-hmm.
from the night
it's
before.
It's lovely.
You know, they had a good night.
But for those of you then, who can't see the episode, you were going to keep going.
I was, actually. I roll out of bed, you know, put on some tunes.
Yeah.
Usually my favorite album to listen to in the morning
is
Legend by Bob Marley. Exactly. It's just a great way to start off the day. It's an album.
Is it in Apple Music?
It is. It is in Apple Music.
Very good. It's one of my favorites.
The album or Apple Music?
Both.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Nice. Yeah, I was wondering why you were playing that Bob Marley music coming in, and I was like, oh.
Huh. Bob Marley.
This is a perfect setup. Let me go and set up here. And then you're like, what are you
doing
here?
Get out of my house.
I'm like, it's the greenhouse now.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. So a lot of new changes, Jonathan. Oh, by the way, speaking of new changes, I know
what
you've had. You've
type
had
of
some,
changes?
You've had some changes in your life recently. Do you feel comfortable sharing that?
What? What are we
here
talking
on the,
about?
Here on the air. Oh, I think you know.
I just found out. This news is shocked me.
I
this is big news.
You texted me when you heard the news.
I did.
I mean, after texting your mom, of course.
Oh, definitely. Who doesn't text their mom after hearing
this type of news? Right. And I know it's something personal, but it's also something kind of public.
It is.
It's
I mean,
a little bit of both.
A little bit of this,
a little bit of that.
You know?
But tell us about that. Tell us about how you felt in that moment when you heard this news.
I felt
all these changes happening in your life.
Oh, goodness. I felt scared. I felt alive.
Yeah.
You know,
a little vulnerable.
You know, vulnerable indeed.
Sure.
But you know like the feeling like we just feel a little bummed out and it's like,
sure.
I'm just going to jaywalk just to feel alive.
I've been there.
Oh man,
we've
all been there.
I was there the other night.
I almost got hit by a car, but in that moment
I was driving the car.
I know. I saw that.
Like, my God,
those headlights
there he is again.
In the distance.
Risk taker.
I turned and like everything slowed down. And it's like my whole life flashed before my eyes. And then I realized you were holding up your phone with like a video you'd made. And I was like,
look at my video.
And
yeah. Wow.
But yes, I hope that answers
your
question.
No, it does. Thank you for sharing.
Anytime.
So Jonathan.
I feel so free now. So free.
So free.
So good to get that off.
We have
a
lot of interesting people that come on the show, right? You've heard a lot of the guests. We've had over 20 guests. That's a big deal.
20 guests or more.
They all live in Georgia. How long have you lived in Georgia now?
Oh, my gosh. Well, physically or mentally?
Let's start with physically. And then we'll go into mentally. And then we'll go into...
Goodness. I moved...
Third dimension. Go ahead.
All righty then. Well, I have lived in Georgia for a while now, actually. I moved up here on November
8th.
Actually, November
9th. 10th. Do you want me to keep going?
No. So November 11th, actually.
Wasn't it?
No, it was November 9th.
Yeah.
2011. Because I always remembered, I was like, if I had moved up here 2 days later, it would have been 11-11-11. And I would have been like, got to get a tattoo or something. Like 11-11-11. Who wouldn't get that, right?
Right, you know? Right.
But it was like 11-9-11. And it was like, it's not quite the same.
It doesn't have the same catchy feeling to it. So but I was right. It was the 9th, November 9th.
You are correct, actually.
Oh, man, I am good at this game. All right.
Oh, man.
So you've been here for, what, 9 years now?
Oh, goodness.
Because September 2011, 2015. T2. Yeah. So 11 years.
Goodness, or more.
Do you like it here? I mean, do you ever plan on moving back to, where was it, Japan?
Ah, great question. Well, let me.
Okay, let's rewind. Maybe I'm going too far.
Let me let the listeners know. I was born in Orlando.
Born in Orlando.
Actually, technically, I was born in Winter Garden, but I grew up in Orlando.
Winter Garden is in Florida.
Yes, it is. It's okay. right next to Orlando. Everyone kind of clumps it together.
Sure.
So I was born there, and we'll call it Orlando. Split the difference.
We'll
call
it Orlando.
So I was born in Orlando.
It reminds me of somebody telling a story. We'll call him Jim.
So I have this friend.
For the sake of privacy, we're going to call this Orlando.
And then Jim's like, what are you talking about?
That's actually my name.
That's my name.
You're using my actual name. We'll call it Orlando. You were born in Orlando.
So I lived there for like maybe 6 years or so.
Yeah.
And then I lived in Tokyo. Let me zoom back a little further. My dad works for Disney. Shout out to my family.
What?
He's worked there for over 40 years. Hardest working person I know.
Yeah, and I've heard some good stories.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I mean, I just met you last week, but I've heard stories.
It's felt like almost 4 years.
Yeah. So you lived in Orlando.
Yep, indeed. Moved from Orlando.
Because of some job opportunities.
Yep, my dad moved over to Japan because of a job opportunity. All right. Brought the whole family. Lived there for about 7 years, which was pretty
Japan.
Cool. Absolutely.
Do you know any Japanese?
Konnichiwa.
Hola.
You got it. Nailed it. First try. But, where was I? Yes.
Konnichiwa.
You are correct.
We left off on Konnichiwa. Yeah, so you're in Japan.
Mm-hmm. 7 years
you know,
almost.
You know a lot of Japanese now, but I'm sure it's a little rusty. Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah, yeah. And did you meet anybody interesting in Japan?
Oh, goodness.
Did
countless.
You bring any of them back with you?
They didn't survive in my luggage. I mean,
they were hard to fit.
It's kind of like, you know, as a kid when you like put like a snowball in your pocket and you're like, I'm going to take this home. And then you get home and then your pockets are wet. And you could have had like a hot pocket. But
hot
pockets.
Yep. Sorry. I have to say that every time.
And then you could have had a hot pocket, but...
Hot pockets. Sorry. Don't say it again. I can't help myself.
But instead, instead of like a hot pocket...
It's a snowball.
You have a melted pocket.
It's a melted pocket.
It's just like water.
Yeah,
I've been there. And then...
I thought you were about to say, you know what, that when you're a kid and you're packing up your suitcase, it's like too full, you have to sit on the suitcase.
Speaking actually of Tokyo,
yeah.
When I flew back, half my suitcase was taken up with this one blanket that I really liked. I was like, this is my blanket.
Right. Well, we all have that
don't we?
Object in our lives that we like to keep with us.
Yeah.
Like a blanket. I mean, blankets are actually useful. They're warm. That's all I got.
That's all their uses.
So you lost the blanket on the traveling?
No, actually, no.
TSA took it? No?
No, no.
Where's this story going?
That's it.
With people who have something to say. Literally.
I packed a blanket something. Once. I feel so accomplished.
Accomplished.
Oh, man.
Dreams have come true.
We can just sit in this now.
I think
you guys know everything about me.
Everything you need to know about Jonathan. So you moved back from Japan, Tokyo. Yep.
Moved back, lived in Orlando again until I was about 19, moved up here. I'm 23 now, so it's been about a couple of years.
You live
now.
In Atlanta. How is Atlanta? Do you feel like it's a good city compared to the other cities?
I love
out
Atlanta.
There?
There's
a lot of cities out there.
Absolutely. I know we kind of clump Buford when we tell people outside of Georgia. We think of like Buford as, you know, we just tell people, hey, we live in Atlanta because Atlanta's close. Yeah. You know, no one's. Really heard of Buford.
Buford.
Buford,
what
Georgia.
Is what is that place?
Buford Highway, you know?
No offense to the Buforders.
No,
are they called
not.
That?
Bufordites.
Bufordites.
But no, it's I love going down to Atlanta for live music.
And
food.
There's a lot of good concerts out there. Best concert go for in Atlanta that
the
you've been to.
Best concert.
Yeah, since you've moved here, at least. Where did you go to any before you moved here?
I would say seeing 21 Pilots at Center Stage is pretty pretty impressive.
I've seen them before too.
Yeah, absolutely. 21 Pilots. Yeah.
They're good.
Knife Party, Marcus mm-hmm. Yahoo a few times.
Yeah, I've seen those too. I've seen all of these.
Goodness, there's been a lot of good shows. Many, many great memories made at shows and concerts.
That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. But
you feel like you're going to stay in Atlanta now or Georgia?
That's a great question. Honestly, I'm definitely open to like travel wherever. I love to travel.
Sure.
I love Atlanta. Georgia is great at this moment in my life, but who knows what the future holds. Who knows
what the future holds, yeah.
And I'd definitely be up for exploring and living in other parts of the world.
Yeah, so, I know you've, Jonathan, you're a really good friend of mine. I'm just going to let everybody know Yeah. We've been on a few road trips together. We've been around. I've been on road trips with many people, but we actually went across country.
Yeah. We've been around.
We've been literally the entire country. We drove across country together. That was super awesome.
Oh, that was great, man. Absolutely. Many great memories, many great tunes.
Yeah.
I remember.
We met a lot of people.
Funny story, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
Do I know? Was I part of this story?
Yes,
you're like sharing a story with me, and I probably already know it.
You probably do. I remember actually we drove like from Savannah to Santa Monica and all a bunch of other places
within 10 days.
Yeah,
we
less
made a
than
round
2 weeks, and it was pretty crazy because
coast to coast.
We really didn't stop a lot of places. Like I don't know, we'd take turns driving the other way.
Yeah, I mean, we would take breaks
and stuff.
see the views, and then
absolutely.
Just keep moving forward.
But we were in the car so much. I remember one time distinctly. When I literally woke up and almost started screaming because I thought I was driving and I'd fall asleep.
Yeah, it's freaky. I've been there too. Jeez.
Yep.
No, I was talking to somebody about this specific topic once before because I can't remember. Somebody was telling me a story about their wife was in the passenger seat. And she thought the same thing. She's like, I thought I was driving because she had fallen asleep. But it's that feeling of you're driving. You have been driving before. And all of a sudden, you think you're still driving and you wake up.
And you're not.
And it turns out you never left home. You've been sleeping in your bed the whole time.
That's terrifying.
It is terrifying. No, but do you like the West Coast a lot? I remember.
Oh, goodness.
Because we spent a lot of time out there.
So that's a song by
Jim Halpert from The Office.
Speaking of, actually, The Office, just so everyone knows, The Office is hands down my favorite show of all time.
It is a good show.
I've seen every episode.
Multiple times.
Countless times.
You reenacted one once on stage in front of a live audience.
I don't remember that.
Using only 3 props. And you did great, might I add.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
I
was there.
It.
I gave you, I threw a candy at you. Isn't that what you do for these live events? I was always wondering, ever since that moment, you've always looked at me funny. You're like, why did he throw candy?
Of all the things you could throw. No, The Office is hands down my favorite show of all time.
Michael Scott.
Actually, fun fact, it was one of the very first shows that I watched when I moved to Georgia. Because I never really watched TV growing up as a kid and everything.
Yeah.
Not too much or anything.
I mean, it's overrated.
Yeah, The Office
was... Netflix now.
Yeah, I mean, The Office was one of the very first shows, and I watched it actually on Netflix.
Yeah.
And it was...
No!
It was one of the very first shows that I ever watched start to finish.
Wow.
And, yeah, I don't know, it was a really cool blend of just... multiple genres and I don't know, even to this day I find each episode just as funny as the first time I watched it, if not more so.
Yeah.
And I do appreciate good humor.
Oh, it's Steve
Carell, hands down, one of my favorite actors.
My favorite part of every episode was when Jim would play a joke on Dwight.
Prank.
Any kind of prank. It was just hilarious.
So good.
Yeah.
So good. Speaking of which, I remember literally
he's pulling out a small box right now. He's unpacking it. What is in this box?
What's funny is I love quotes. Quotes are one of my favorite things. Jordan, what if you were to list off like 10 of your favorite things, what would they be?
Oh, sure. Let me get my box out. Okay, here we go.
Oh, my gosh. What an ornate box.
Uh-huh. All
it's
right.
It's carved
so,
intricately. Oh, how do you say that word?
Well,
Internetly.
Yes. Yes.
Do you know those words? Sometimes you know them. You know them very well. But at a moment, you can't really pronounce them.
Yeah, like symbolic.
You pronounce that well, actually.
Oh, thanks. I was trying to say synthetic.
Intricately. There we go.
Intricately.
Yes.
Oh, man.
It's a tongue twister.
It
not
is.
Really. Actually not.
Say
oh, fun
ten,
fact.
Ten
I went fast. I went to a speech therapist as a kid, actually, because I couldn't pronounce R's and a bunch of other things. So
hours? You couldn't pronounce the word hours? Like
the letter.
Our house?
In the middle
of in the street. Street. Hot pockets.
But no, I couldn't pronounce the letter R. So I would say, like, an example my mom used to always say, it was like, I couldn't say mother. I would always say mother or something like that. It was pretty funny. She thought it was cute.
Right, I felt
embarrassed.
Yeah, but, well, you know how it is.
Yeah, a little of this, a little of that.
Ah, man.
I don't think I used that right.
Well, at least it's not ours. Ours. Ours? See, now I'm pronouncing it wrong.
So the 10 things that... the 10 things that...
you see...
Hobbies, things you like.
Oh, now you're throwing it on me. Oh,
yeah, you know, like when you see, like, on Instagram, it's like coffee, travel, pizza.
Yeah.
You know, what would be, like, your 10 things if you had an Instagram profile? It's like,
sure.
These 10 words.
Or if I made a song saying the 10 things I hate about you.
Exactly. But the 10 things I love about me.
Yeah, but I love about my life. Yeah.
Perfect. And what would they be? And I want you to sing them.
Nope.
Now. And go.
I'm not doing this anymore, actually.
Okay.
It's the simple things. Now, one of my things that I do like is just discovering new foods.
Okay.
Right? I don't eat fast food anymore. Right? It's just a little personal.
Okay, a question to our audience. So, Jordan Green
has stated... The votes are going to come in.
The votes, please. Week. We actually are going to have...
There's going to be a poll on the greenhousepodcast.com.
On Facebook. You know you can have this Facebook poll?
On the Facebook page for the show.
This is a question... Do a poll. I've posted Jordan multiple times.
This
he says, I do not drink, drink. I do not.
I don't drink fast food.
I don't drink fast food. I don't eat fast food. And
I don't.
Then he's like,
we
go to Costco because, you know, Costco is like a slice of pizza for like
but
a
they
dollar
bake their pizza at Costco.
Okay. So question
all, I don't consider
to
that
our
fast food.
Listeners. I almost said viewers.
Question
to our listeners.
To our viewers and listeners, you know, for those who are watching the behind-the-scenes video right now.
Oh, true, true.
You never know. Hey, wave to the camera.
Hello. There's no one right now.
There's no camera.
If there is someone filming, please show yourself. Because this would be
Why did
terrifying.
You leave? Yeah, okay, go ahead.
But yeah, question to our listeners. Mm-hmm. Is Costco pizza...
Fast food.
Do you consider
it's not,
Costco
though.
Pizza...
It's not.
Okay, my
we
vote,
just, like,
I would
we
consider...
We can delete the poll now.
Costco fast food, Costco pizza to be fast food.
I consider it to be faster, right?
So what line do you draw
already? But that's kind of like saying it's kind of like saying
food.
That my crock pot meal
well,
was
well,
fast
hear me
food
out.
Because
hear
the
me
crock
out.
Pot meal was sitting there all day, and by the time I got home, I immediately had it, which made it fast.
It's like fast food, faster food, and the fastest food.
The fastest food.
Jordan Green, what is the fastest food?
Right.
What? No, I want you to answer this. What is
the fastest food? I would say a Pop-Tart.
Pop.
Well, if you're talking about like heated food.
And it's done.
Pop-Tarts.
What's your favorite flavor of Pop-Tarts?
I would have to say the blueberry or the strawberry.
Ah, yes, then, the classics.
Know, yeah, the classics, but...
The ones that 100 years from now will still be around.
One of my favorite flavors would be either the double chocolate one or the s'mores one.
Double chocolate.
You know, the reason why is because they're so unique and you can eat them after a nice, good... Fast crockpot meal.
Paired with a fine wine.
Right.
Would you say that you're a fan of delicious flavor?
I am. Yeah.
Yes.
And pineapples.
Pineapples. Speaking of which, I mentioned my favorite show. What is your favorite TV show, Jordan Green?
And best show of all time. The Office? No, my favorite show to this day is still Monk. The TV show Monk. Believe it or not, that is my all-time favorite. That was my very first love. When it comes to TV shows. But currently, more recently, Psych. Psych is my inspiration. My favorite TV show of all time is Monk. But Psych, Fake Psychic, Real Detective, that is my favorite inspirational show. He influences me, Sean Spencer. And, of course, Magic Head. Those who...
Okay, well,
it's a reference you might get one day if you watch the show.
Cool.
Episode 4.
Sounds great.
Go ahead. So this is the part of the show. Oh, do you remember the part of the show? I don't know if you knew this, but we have a part of the show for your episode specifically called Jingle Jams Challenge.
Challenge.
Yeah, I almost forgot. This is the part of the show of this specific episode of the show. Where Jonathan and I will actually challenge each other to come up with the most jingles of fast food restaurants or just
products, or
anything,
you name it.
Yeah, a store, whatever it is.
And so they have to be made up on the spot.
Either
they,
made up or real.
Or real. Or, and they can be literal.
If you,
like,
if you run out, if you can't think of one, you lose.
Like a speed round.
A speed, yeah. It's like speed dating, except this is not a date.
Okay. let's begin.
Here we go. Round one. I don't know if there's more rounds. I'll go first.
And just in case, first of all, let me just say I love all the theme songs. Whoever's making these theme songs.
Yes.
This incredible.
It is incredible.
Top notch. A plus. A1 state.
That's the ultimate jingle jam.
Indeed. But just in case by the time of the airing of this episode, we don't have an actual theme song for this. Could you hum us that theme song?
Right. No, because I actually don't know it.
Jingle jingle.
Jingle Jams Challenge. So you give me
2015.
All right, so you give me one, and I... So this will be the challenge.
Okay.
You give me a product, and I'll come up with a
product
jingle.
Product or something. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, man. On the spot.
Anything.
Goodness. Yamaha pianos.
Doom, 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 ba. Yamaha pianos. It's pretty good, I think. All right. Here's one for you. All right. Tires plus.
What do I get with my tires?
It's
tires plus. Okay.
All right. You give me one now.
Goodness. Yankee candles.
Yankee candles got me smelling fresh.
Fresh.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That was actually pretty good. We should see if they'll buy that.
I'm going to actually try to sell it to them.
Cool.
All right, here we go. This one's going to be a tough one now.
Well, I'm ready for a challenge.
You ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Number two pencils.
They're the pencils everybody has, but... Nobody wants.
Yeah.
Never do pencils.
Oh my God. All right. Last one.
Okay. This is.
You get to pick it.
Yep.
Oh my God. I think you lose.
Goodness. But wait, how am I losing?
I don't know. That's true. We have been doing it together. All right. You give me one.
Well,
you give me last
okay,
one.
Okay. Last one.
This is going to be good. It's going to be good.
So.
If it's not good, I blame you.
Klondike bars.
You eat them. Yams? Chomp, chomp. Did you say yams?
But yams. Was it beets?
Was it beets? I don't know.
Oh, is this water?
Yes. No, every episode we actually have provided by our staff here at the Greenhouse Podcast Studios. A bottle of water. You know, I never fail, except for that one episode where I actually forgot to take it out of the cooler. Yeah. But yeah, besides that episode, we
for
always
behind
provide...
the scenes, could I just say Jordan actually grabbed this water out of my refrigerator.
I did.
I'm technically sponsoring this this episode's
bottle
water.
Of water.
Oh my goodness, what a great bottled water.
It is a great bottled water.
Takes me back to when water was pure. 100% pure, 100% natural.
It takes me back to, you remember when we used to have our water purifying company? We would go out to the springs.
Who could forget?
We'd go out to the springs.
With old water bottles and fill it. And we were like, it's natural.
It's natural. And that was actually our slogan. That was our slogan. We'd go out on the streets. I'd bring my truck. We'd sit on the back of the truck. We'd have all these bottles of water. And they all said different brands on the labels, but we just pulled the labels off.
You know, who needs labels?
Who needs labels? And we said...
Why as a people must we always label things? You know, bro.
They're labeling people.
They're labeling people and
male,
water.
Male, female.
Water. Natural, non-natural.
Wood flooring, carpet. Why
can
you put labels
difference?
On things? It's just... Who cares?
Let water be water.
Let water be water.
Saying.
So that's that was.
But
our,
I mean, people
that was
kept on
slogan.
Asking us like, why the distinct yellowish, greenish color? Mm-hmm. And we're like, it's natural.
It's
like
natural.
Water.
It's all natural. Oh, so Jonathan. All right,
Jordan.
Jonathan.
Yes.
Jonathan.
Jordan.
Are you ready for the next part of the show? We've successfully talked about nothing.
Goodness.
A lot has been said though, And we appreciate that here at the Greenhouse Podcast.
We do, we do.
Feel free to grab your gift basket on the way out.
Thank you, thank you. I already grabbed it. Okay. I grabbed two, actually.
You can only have one. You shouldn't take more than one. So this, ladies and gentlemen, is what we call...
As you're queuing up the next sound. Should have had that cue.
Should have had that cue. This is called the Questions and Answers.
Oh, nope. See what you did there? He was going to trick you into thinking we'd forgotten a very important section
called
that we like to call Improv. I wanted to actually say that we were like, at the moment we said improv, neither of us knew we were going to say improv. So technically, we improv.
Improvception. That's pretty good.
Hashtag improvception.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the part of the show where we, Jonathan and I, in this situation, will put ourselves into a situation, a sketch of sorts, an improv situation, that both of us, we don't realize where it could lead, what it is. But we pretend that we are no longer in the studios, and we pretend we are someone else, and have a conversation. Jonathan, are you ready for this part of the show?
Absolutely. Can't wait.
Good. Let me pull up one of the sketches. I actually don't know what it's going to be either.
Really?
Yes.
A little excitement. Well, actually, while Jordan's finding this, this is something you can toss in somewhere, wherever. Fun fact about Jordan and myself, we actually knew each other as kids.
Yeah, before we were... Before we were officially friends here in Georgia,
mm-hmm.
we knew each other growing up, but we didn't even realize it.
Yeah.
We had mutual friends.
Yep.
We were part of the same groups. You know, we hung with the same crowd.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
We
like,
dibble-dabbled.
Chances are we actually, even though we didn't really know each other growing up, chances are we actually crossed paths multiple times growing up as kids. Different conferences, different like, meetups and stuff like that. But it was pretty cool. We're part of the same, like, some same school groups and stuff like that, so it's pretty cool. And then we finally met when we were, like, what, 19 or something? 19,
yeah.
20? Whatever.
19. Yeah, that was about the age.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, we're both the same age, but I'm 3 months older than you.
He always says that. Mm-hmm. Always has to.
Well,
has to,
it's like, always true.
Yeah, man. Every year.
Every year. All right, are you ready? Here we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the part of the show where Jonathan and I will actually no longer be in the studios. We will be different characters. Now, in this scenario, Jonathan, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's do it.
So, you know, for me, I really like Coca-Cola. And for you, you know, you might like Coca-Cola, Pepsi. But in this case, you're going to be representing Pepsi.
Okay.
Now, we don't just like Coca-Cola and we don't just like Pepsi, right? We're both superheroes.
Ah, yes.
All right.
Who doesn't love a good superhero,
You're a superhero. Now, you can come up with your own name for your superhero, for Pepsi. And I'll have my own superhero. We can have voices, whatever we want to do.
Perfect. Sounds
but
good.
But the who is your superhero Pepsi, I'm superhero Coca-Cola. And we're in space. And what we're dealing with, what we're talking about, is specifically that the world is ending. And why and how and all that stuff. Sound good?
And how we can save it, right?
And how we can save it as superheroes.
I'm not in construction, but
exactly.
I dig it.
Oh. Got him again.
Got him.
So here we go. 3, 2, and 1.
Well, hey there.
Hello.
You must be the new guy.
The new guy?
Yeah.
I am the classic... Pepsi Man!
Oh, the classic Pepsi Man. Well, I'm Captain Coca-Cola, the superhero of For the People.
Of For the People?
It's fancy meeting you here in space. Are you looking to help save the world? I noticed it's dying down there.
Smoke. I see the tears. I see the cries.
You see it.
I see
it. What kind of powers do you have, Mr. Pepsi Man?
Powers beyond.
Power Pepsi.
Powerful Pepsi Man!
Yes. How old are you?
I am older than you think.
The sun, maybe? How old is the sun?
I can't keep staring at like this. Nobody knows. Why are we staring at the sun?
Ah, my eyes.
There's so much. My there's eyes so much burnt. Out there.
If all I right. wasn't powerful enough to...
To burn it.
Stop
to stop it, yes.
From being burnt.
Oh, man. You've got words of wisdom.
You are my mortal enemy.
You know what?
Everyone wants Coca-Cola.
You know what?
Nobody wants Pepsi.
Nobody wants Pepsi. True.
Maybe I look down on the earth and I see all the burnings and the,
yeah, it's
the
terrible.
Fires.
It's terrible.
Perhaps I am not the hero they want, but I'm the hero they need.
They might need you, but I think they need me more.
Their cries. Do you hear their cries?
I do.
You see the tears? We must put our differences aside.
For the good of mankind.
You are
I
red.
I understand what you're saying.
You are red and I am blue.
It's true.
But together.
What does red and blue make? What color does that make?
Who knows? We are just.
We're just.
Super.
We're just.
People drinks.
Drinks. Why are we super drinks?
Super drinks.
Why can't we actually be a super drink? A little healthier. A little healthier
together.
I'm just saying.
What would happen?
If we worked
you
together.
See the,
I see. I see your vision.
You see my vision?
From up here in space, I can see everything. But I specifically can see your vision.
Do you see the deadly virus?
I do.
That's circulating around the world.
I do.
Mine slows it down.
Let's,
yours takes yeah. away some of the pain. What would happen? We had a hybrid drink.
Wait.
Together.
Together.
What is the drink called? It is Cozy.
Cozy.
Colossi. Colossi.
Colossi.
Because it's the biggest drink you've ever tasted. Colossi. Come into a store near you.
Ding. Bing.
Colossi. Crush the world with Colossi.
I love that.
And
all right, let's go down to the world. Let's
I can
save
see
it.
The marketing.
I love the marketing.
I can see the marketing.
Idea.
Hold up.
Okay.
A meteor.
Sorry, I almost flew away.
A meteor from space.
Yes.
Wait, why talk about it?
Let's
we
just
can do it.
Do it.
Just do it. We make our dreams.
Let's make our dreams come true.
And do here it. We jump on an asteroid. I'm narrating what we're doing right now.
Here we are. Here we go.
We jumped on an asteroid.
Here we are.
Go for the fanciest mansion in the world where we all know it
is. Is that where we're gonna land?
We're gonna land there. We crash. People are having an end of the world party there. Insert party. Drink Colossi. It's
Colossi. Yeah.
It's the biggest classiest drink.
The world can
drink.
End with this beautiful drink. I love it.
I love it.
Well, I'm glad we saved the world.
We bring Colossi. To the world.
To the people.
The big drink. The drink you want. The drink
you need.
Colossi.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jonathan Baruth in the house. Where's my clapping track?
Clap, 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 clap.
I don't know how.
I don't know how we did this. A lot of
I,
skill.
Yeah. That was intense. That was a lot of improv.
Can I just say this?
I can't believe we were in
this
space.
Improv was really... Really more intense
yeah.
than camping.
You know, I like that we... It, yes, it is. Just like intense. We're intense. And
just
camping.
Like camping.
Can't handle it.
Can't.
I like that we were in space
mm-hmm.
and we disagreed, but we came
together
for a common
goal.
Yeah.
That was
exciting.
I know it's a... Let's be honest. It's an improv. It's a skit, but...
Right.
What if the world really came
together... For the
good
of
man and woman
and
everyone else.
And
cared about kale.
Yes. Cared about kale. Cared about kale.
Carrot about kale.
Carrot about kale. Are you ready for the next section?
Jordan Green, I am more than ready.
Awesome. So this is the section that we call the questions and answers section. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the part of the show where, well, Jonathan is actually going to answer questions from our previous guest.
Can they hear you over that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I start in post. I actually fade the music down.
Yes.
Our ears, we couldn't even hear ourselves there for a second, but I fade the music down in post. Yeah, post means like after, like later.
Oh, I thought in I case thought it was you're like, curious. I thought it was like a post. You know, like
most
hey,
people think oh, postcard.
I'm walking through like the field, and there's yeah, like post. A post.
There's
and,
a post in my way.
And there's like a fence yeah. post.
There's so many posts in life.
Post-it notes.
Post-it notes.
Ah, remember in the office where there's quips?
It's
kind of like post-it notes, but it's like little thought bubbles.
Yes.
But I don't use them on every day. I'll use them on days I'm feeling fun.
Indeed. I know that.
Quips. By Dunder Mifflin.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jonathan is now going to listen to these questions, and he will answer them in the most honest way possible.
Well, I will definitely do my best, sir.
All right, so here's question number one. Let's play that clip. Roll it.
Imagine a time where future president Donald Trump has decided to vacate the presidency to pursue his final life's challenge as a UFC fighter.
Wow.
Who would you most want to see him fight in his first match and why? It can be anyone. It doesn't have to be a UFC fighter. Anyone. And you can't have him fight his toupee. So that's out. Sorry.
Gotcha. Wow. So if I was to sum it up, who would I like to see fight Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Wow, that is heavy.
Ben Davis.
Heavyweight.
He was like, that was Ben Davis. Fighting. And he had quite...
Oh, man. Well, first off, hello, Ben Davis.
Hello. He's probably listening right now.
Definitely listening. Definitely. One of the first listeners, I would assume.
Or watching.
Or watching.
Mm-hmm.
Or knowing.
Or... he's probably teleported his mind into this moment.
Oh, my gosh.
It's hard to think about. So, yeah, what is your answer?
Goodness, you got to clear my throat and get ready for that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, what is
who
your,
would I like to see fight
your, yeah,
Donald?
What is your answer to that
Donald
question?
Trump? Does this have to be a real person?
These are a lot of questions that you would have had to ask him, but he made it very specific. I think he said it has to be somebody. It doesn't have to be a fighter.
Got you. Doesn't have to be a fighter.
I think a real person would make sense.
That would make sense. Well, oh man. Well, there's so many people that come to mind. I think that I would like to see my good friend, Nick Luttrell, fight Donald Trump. And for those of you listening to the show,
Oh my gosh. I
definitely would love to see that.
I would pay money to see it.
I would love to see Nick Luttrell fight anyone.
I would love
anyone.
To see him win.
But especially.
Because it would be, I would Donald actually, Trump. I think he would win in such a unique way.
Oh, definitely,
way.
Definitely.
It would be, not that I don't think he could win. I think he's one of my best friends.
Oh, absolutely.
Best friends. I mean, he's a great guy.
But if Nick Luttrell was to step into the ring, Jordan, what do you think he would say?
I think he would say, well, this is an interesting situation.
Oh, my God.
This is an interesting situation. He does, but, you know, he's got his... I'll let him... We'll talk about it when he comes on the show.
Definitely,
his
definitely.
Definition
we have so
of
much
interesting.
To talk about. Interesting indeed.
Yeah, indeed. So that's a very good answer. I love the answer.
Nick
so here's
Luttrell.
Question number two. Let's roll the clip.
What is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow?
Wow.
There is only one, possibly two, correct answers.
Correct
to this.
Answers. You're talking to Ben Davis now.
Great question, Ben Davis. But I have to ask, what do you mean? African or European swallow?
Ooh.
And I would have to say, European, Ben Davis. European.
Ah, yes. Very good answer. I think it's a good answer. He said there could only be two answers, right, and they had to be right. So hopefully that was right. Guess we'll find out. Question number three. Are you ready? Roll it.
Would you rather have a real working lightsaber or end world hunger?
Ah, man, that is a difficult one right there.
Yeah, that's
ending.
Pretty tough one.
World hunger or owning a real working lightsaber?
I'm telling you, I would have a hard time with this question.
I mean, you could end world hunger, but always be hungry.
Mm-hmm. For a lightsaber.
For a lightsaber.
Yeah.
So, and there's the kicker.
There's the kicker.
I would end world hunger of all kinds, not just for food, but the hunger for a real lightsaber.
Yes.
And in so doing, I would never hunger for a lightsaber again.
Perfect. I think it's an appropriate answer.
Thank you.
That's an appropriate answer for sure.
Great question, Ben Davis. Great questions indeed. Mm. All three of them.
I agree. A10, he had about eight of them.
A plus.
He had eight A1 questions, but I had sauce. To edit it down to three.
Oh, goodness, so many.
Yeah, there's so many questions in life. you actually get to ask three questions of your own.
Oh
now.
My gosh, yeah. Three questions to come up on the spot.
On the spot, are you ready?
Oh man. Well, I do not know.
This is for the next guest.
I do not know who the next guest is, and honestly, truthfully, I really
you don't
do not
care.
Know.
Oh,
but no, actually,
no, we really don't know. That's the whole unique thing about the show, guys. Our guest that we have on the show doesn't know who the next guest will be, and they get to ask them random questions. Or purposeful questions.
Absolutely.
So what are your three questions, starting with number one? Well, or you can start with number two if you want.
Unknown Mr. Guest, I do have three questions for you. And my first would be, if money was no object and you were paid in happiness, what would your job be?
Ooh. Very good point.
My second question.
That's a good question.
If there was a game where you won $100 million doing a series of increasingly illegal or unethical tasks that became more and more grand in scale and worse on the moral level, at what point would you have to call it quits? Or would you ever call it quits?
Mmm. These are deep.
And last of all.
Okay.
If you were a candle.
Yeah.
What smell would you be?
Hmm. I've been wondering that for a long time.
Well, thank you, Jonathan. Those are great questions.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
I was just like,
I thought you would keep commenting on the candle thing.
Nope, that's all I had. Well,
thanks, Jonathan.
Well, thanks, Jonathan. Those were great questions. Well, thanks.
Oh gosh.
Oh, boy.
I'm glad I had the right questions.
Oh, man. Definitely didn't have them written down.
glad you came up with those on the spot, buddy. And gosh, thanks for being on the show. But you know, it's not over yet because you now get to answer a question.
I thought you were going to say, what a free car.
You have won a brand new car.
Keychain.
Oh, my goodness. No, you get to actually answer our favorite question that we ask every single guest here on the Greenhouse Podcast, and that is the unique question of what is your favorite place?
What is your favorite place? Where do you go? What do you like? What is your favorite place? Where do you go? What do you like? Your favorite place?
So, Jonathan, if you had to pick one place, whether it be right here in your own neighborhood, here in Buford, Georgia, or if it's somewhere in Atlanta, a place that you'd like to hang out or go to or find interesting or new, where would you go? What would you pick if you were to tell listeners, hey, this is cool, you should stop by? You know, not your typical, like, touristy place. Somewhere unique or different.
Great question.
Thank you. I've asked it every single time.
I mean, it's so unique, so special.
It's not really that special. I've asked everyone.
Well, I love discovering new spots in Atlanta in particular. Yeah. But I would definitely have to say one of my favorite spots would be Terminal West. Mm. It's hard to describe.
What's unique about it?
It's an old steel foundry that was converted into a music venue.
What?
And it also has a really cool, like, kitchen / eatery, I guess you'd say, attached to it. Nice. They have some unique beers from around Georgia and a bunch of other things as well.
A lot of local stuff.
Yeah. And they also, throughout the weeks and the months, they'll have incredible shows. I've never been to a bad show there. And they also have unique art festivals and a bunch of other things. It is absolutely, absolutely phenomenal. The shows are not too expensive, so everyone has an opportunity to go. They book acts that I guess you'd say may not be as well known to the public, but
exclusive.
I would encourage anyone. If you ever want to go to Terminal West, it's really I'm really hard-pressed to find a single show that they've ever booked that I wouldn't suggest going to. Just the venue, the atmosphere, everything about it. I won't go into further detail because I just wouldn't be doing it justice.
Yeah.
Definitely go to Terminal West. And right next to there, they have the West Egg Cafe and Jenny's Ice Cream.
Waffle House.
A short drive.
I'm kidding.
Well, Waffle House is.
Yeah, I'm sure Waffle House is
pretty tasty, but
yeah, there's a lot of really good little
Jenny's Ice Cream,
shops.
West Egg Cafe, but hands down, Terminal West.
Great place.
If you haven't been, you should go.
You should try it out. Great. Well, we'll put that in the description, everyone.
Thank you.
Actually, maybe we won't. We'll let people listen.
No. No, we should put it in the description.
Maybe we will.
Yes.
I'll think about it. All right. So, Jonathan, before you head out of the Greenhouse Podcast Studios, I wanted to ask you if you feel comfortable to share your social networking handles.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Well, honestly, I do, actually.
Do you have Instagram or Twitter or something like that? Somebody can follow you?
Most of the above. Almost, even though I primarily stick with Instagram, Facebook, yeah. I will use the others on occasion. I use Twitter to kind of like tie everything together.
Yeah, so how can people look you up and follow you on these social networks?
Same handle, username, etc. on all of them. The first letter of my first name and then my last name. So it's J. Baruth, which is spelled
J-A-H-R-U-T-H.
And there you have it. J. Baruth at Facebook, Twitter.
Nice.
Instagram.
So not a lot of, I guess there's not a lot of J. Baruths out there.
Fine.
You got every single one of them, huh?
I do. I really do.
Wow. Congratulations.
Indeed. I think that's the impressive. The only other J. Baruth out there would probably be my brother, Joshua. Shout out to my family.
Wow. You have a big family.
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I mean, it's a good-sized family.
Good-sized family.
But yeah, shout out to my family, to my friends. And
hi, Mom.
Hello. I mean, I think
I'm surprised your brother didn't take J. Baruth.
I stole it from him.
You took it. You got it first.
I did. Paid him a lot of money. The rates.
So, Jonathan, thanks for joining us in the house today.
Thanks for letting me in my house.
Real treat.
Yeah, thank you.
In your house.
Thank you.
In the greenhouse.
It. Oh, it's great.
It's been a real pleasure. For those of you who want to look us up on the social networking sites, not just Jonathan's social networking sites, but also right here on the Greenhouse Podcast, you can follow us on Instagram at the Greenhouse Podcast, or you can follow us on Twitter at the Greenhouse Pod, or you can visit our website, thegreenhousepodcast.com, where you can find behind-the-scenes content, lost episodes, things that we aren't inclined to post here on this actual episode because of all the extra bonus features that were cut. If you want to hear all that, please feel free to visit the website.
And I know Jordan hasn't said this, and he didn't actually prompt me to say this or anything, but he has put a lot of time and effort and behind-the-scenes editing into this. So on his behalf, I would love to extend the invitation that there are options available on his website to donate monetarily, of course. But, I mean, extending it beyond money and finances and all that, he could definitely use other things like used clothing, like clothes with, even if there's rips in them, half-eaten sandwiches.
This is true.
Anything like that, you know, anything to fund a movement, to fund. Yeah.
Even like there's some people that don't eat the crust on their bread.
Ah, he loves those.
I don't mind.
I throw my crust at him all the time and he just like,
Jonathan, thanks for the crust.
Thanks for the crust.
You didn't have to come all the way to my house.
I literally do that. I'll eat a pizza and I'll just leave the crust and I'll go to his house and I'll just like throw them at him.
Yep.
It's a game we call it the crust throw.
The crust throw. And
on Friday nights.
It's painful. That crust, it'll get,
especially if I forget
really
a week,
stale. Yeah.
If I forget a week and then I come the next week,
it's painful.
Yeah.
Especially when it gets in your eye.
It's like throwing rocks, you know?
It is.
Like
it is.
Bread rocks.
Like bread rocks. Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. We appreciate that any donations that have come in so far and for any in the future. But we're all about
the
people.
Shout out to
here.
All the donors.
You know, for all the donors, blood donors.
Yes. Or where would we be without blood?
Where would we be without blood?
The life.
Organ donors. We appreciate them as well.
Because where would we be without organ music?
Indeed. Indeed. So thanks for listening to the Greenhouse Podcast, guys. My name is Jordan Green. I'm your host. I'll be here every week that we actually have episodes airing.
This we'll is Jonathan next... Baruth.
This is Jonathan Baruth.
That's not Jonathan Baruth. This is Jonathan Baruth. And I may not be here every single week, but it's always a pleasure.
Thanks for being on the show. It's great having
thank you for
as
listening.
A, as a guest. Oh, not just a listener.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for waiting so long to be on the show, my friend.
Absolutely.
Well,
you know what they say.
If you can't be on the show,
don't
go. Nope.
Okay, guys. That's all the time we have.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on the Greenhouse Podcast, the show where we talk about nothing with people
who have something to say. That was perfect.
kale.
It's kaling everything.
It's the kale drink.
It's kaling everything.
I knew this day would come.
Everyone is turning green.
All right.
Green.
Very good. Oh, jeez. That's terrible. Mm.
Oh, y'all, chop it out.
They call me many things. They call me Coca-Cola. They call me Coke.
Let's forget what they call you. Let's forget what they call you.